Well, the key card still worked. Let's try this mic. Check. Yep, that works too. Hey, looks like I'm still employed here. All right, let's pin pot. Howdy, friends, and a very good Monday morning to you. It is April 15th. It is the dead middle of this fourth month of the year. Thanks for stopping by for this edition of your Pinpoint Podcast. I am Sean Winkley. We've got Max Crawford along, and we've got a week of weather as we go through the next few days. It's springish, but it's warm. And then there's some rain chances. You know what? Let's just dive in. All right, first things first, we had a lot of wind yesterday. We had some gusts upwards of 25 miles per hour or more, and we'll do that again here today. We've got an area of high pressure over Mexico that is going to transcend over the next few days into the Gulf of Mexico. We've also got a weather system that's coming from Southern California that's going to zippity-doo-dah its way across the Rocky Mountains and into the Central Plains. Now, the Brazos Valley, the state of Texas, will be crammed in between the two of them, meaning that we will see a pretty tight atmosphere above our heads. So for the next few days, wind. Mother Nature's going to throw us some wind. We get a south and a southeast wind today, 15 to 20. So that's your constant wind. It'll gust upwards of 25 miles per hour. Is it the most gnarly wind we've experienced this year so far? No, but it is going to be another breezy day. Now, when we get to tomorrow, the wind is still breezy as well. A little bit slower, 10 to 20 on those constant winds, and maybe occasionally some gusts upwards of 25 miles per hour as well. The wind will settle down as we get into the back half of the week. But before we get there, these two weather systems could also maybe do something else. Right, Max?
Yep, big storms likely coming for some of our friends up in the Great Plains, maybe even as far south as northern Texas, over the next couple afternoons before that severe risk moves eastward into the Midwest and then to the East Coast. The culprit is that same system that Shell told you about. A large, almost stationary warm front is draped across the U.S. from the East Coast all the way to the Great Plains. And if you were to look at the Storm Prediction Center's outlook for the day of severe weather, you can almost trace it from the East Coast back into the Great Plains. Some spinny storms possible, strong winds, hail, and of course the potential for a tornado or two as well. A little bit closer to home, we're waiting on that old dry line to spark up some thunderstorms into the late afternoon. So it could be an active afternoon for our friends off to our north and west. For us, we're really not expecting much other than the wind and the warmth. But being on the humid side of that dry line, we could have some what we call streamer showers roll through late afternoon and into this evening. If we do, that may afford us a few hundredths of an inch here and there, or just ruin that car wash that you just got this past weekend. Either way, we're expecting it to be of pretty little consequence headed into the next couple of days.
All right, so then we get to the back half of the week, and it does get a little warm. Not excessively warm, but not mid-April type weather. Daytime highs topping off in the mid and upper 80s from Wednesday to Thursday to Friday. So you know that early springtime feel that you might like is just not going to be around, and we lose the wind, so you really feel the warmth and the humidity that we'll have on hand. Is it record-breaking heat? No, but it is going to be top 5 to 6 of the warmest temperatures we've experienced on each one of those days. And there is a very low signal for the climate aspect of it. Maybe about a 1 to 1.5 times more likely to be this warm at this time of the year because of climate change added into the weather pattern. But it is spring and you can have some abnormally warm days. So full disclosure, this is pretty close to being just a warm pattern that could change. It looks like it's going to change once we get into the weekend.
Yeah, so this may be a little bit inconvenient for us. We have strung together quite a few non-weather weekends, if you will. A little bit of wind here and there, but we've been pretty blessed most of this year to not see a ton of storms roll through over the weekend. Well, I don't know that we're talking a ton of storms rolling through this weekend, but probably our best chance for storms coming our way on Saturday. That's the next storm system that will roll through and potentially give us a couple of showers throughout the day, maybe even an isolated thunderstorm through the afternoon. But most models are hinting at this cold front and resulting thunderstorms rolling through in the evening. There's still plenty of disagreement here, so we will continue to fine tune that time frame. But a couple of storms with some strong winds, maybe some hail, certainly not out of the realm of possibilities. So if you got some friends coming in maybe for that Texas A&M spring game, that is something that unfortunately will happen. have to be watching for you as we go throughout the afternoon. Right now, I think the spring game has a pretty decent shot of getting off and done and over with before any rain rolls through, but we'll, of course, continue to keep you updated. The good news to go along with that is that some cooler weather is coming to wrap up the weekend and go into next week. Alrighty, y'all. I do believe that is going to do it for this edition of the Pinpoint Podcast. Thanks for joining us for your Monday. Hope that it is a fantastic week, and it all starts with having a good Monday. So let's do that, and we'll see you on the next Pin Pod.